Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The Spencer Davis Group recorded Keep On Running on this day in 1965 at Pye Studios in England. The track went on top of the UK chart in January of 1966. Here's Spencer Davis.
When we got the rough demo of Keep On Running from Jackie Edwards, who was the writer of that song, he had to do more of an arrangement or rearrange it somewhat. Not a radical rearrangement, you know, because it's a fairly simple song, but it's a classic, there's no doubt about it.
Keep on running.
Elton John's Candle in the Wind 97 was declared by the Guinness Book of Records as the biggest selling single record of all time on this day in 1997, with 31.8 million sales in less than 40 days and raising more than £20 million for charity.
I did it as a one-off thing. We changed the lyrics around and we sang it. I sang it at the Abbey, and then I wanted to record it so that people could have a sort of memory of it and then it could make a contribution to the charitable. The thing that really impressed me most of all in England when this tragedy happened were the public. Their dignity, their sorrow, the way they showed their grief, their silence.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in.
Birthdays today, guitarist Elvin Bishop is turning 78. He had the 1976 single, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. And turning 63 today, American guitarist, singer, songwriter, arranger and record producer Steve Lukather, who at Toto had the 1983 US number one Africa. Lukather has also recorded guitar tracks for more than 1,500 albums, including the guitar solo for Olivia Newton-John's 1981 number one single Physical. Michael Jackson's Beat It, and was also heavily involved in the recording of virtually all of Jackson's Thriller album.
I mean, I wasn't good at sports or nothing. I was kind of bullied when I was a kid, and I was a geek and very painfully shy. And this thing hit me, and my parents thought it was kind of cute, so they bought me a Meet the Beatles and a guitar, and I still have that guitar in my room. Toto's an extension of our high school band.
And that is Today in Music for Wednesday, the 21st of October at Mix 104.9.